Okay, I want to begin with a very, very brief apology. I suffered a little cognitive dissonance this morning, and knowing that it was Yom Shlishi in the week, nonetheless, I got a text early that I had to replace somebody who was supposed to say the Dvar Torah, and I said, oh, okay, it's Yom Sheni, it's Monday, so I'll speak about Sheni. So I'm going to speak about Sheni. Okay. But if you said Hayom Yom Sheni Mishabbos, say the Yom again. At the end of Sheni, in which Am Yisrael is entering a Brit, a covenant of Torah, Ki Et Asher Yeshno Po, the covenant is being spoken of as being made with those who are standing here today. Lifnei Hashem Elokeinu V'Yet Asher Enenu Po Imanu Hayom, and those who are not with us today. And Rashi points out that it means that the covenant is being made with the coming generations. It doesn't mean that there are people who are not there at the time, like there is no Placeville, they're in Perth or Peoria or Pretoria or Portsmouth. I don't have one for any other country, although we have another country. Okay, I think I've covered the countries. Didn't do Canada. Okay. The people are not yet born. So the question is, of course, how you can make a Brit with people who aren't yet born. And why do the people here have to be told, the people who are at that moment in time? So when the Russian government under Tsar, I think it was Tsar Nikolai, but he was not one of the good guys, although saying the Tsar is more or less, you know, saying not one of the good guys, wanted the Jews to assimilate. They wanted to change the whole nature of Jewish education in Russia in order to make the Jews assimilate. The leader of Russian Jewry at the time was Rav Itzhak Volozhin, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Volozhin Yeshiva, the son of Reb Chaim of Volozhin, and he met with the Russian Minister of Education. And the Minister of Education asked him the following question. At what age do Jewish children start going to school? And Rav Itzhak's answer was that they start going to school 20 years before they're born. You all started going to school 20 years before you were born. More significantly, your children are now going to school. What Rav Itzhak meant was, you don't bring children into this world without preparation. And you certainly don't bring them into the Torah without preparation. The issue now is that what you gain in this year is a fundamental, and perhaps it might be the most fundamental part of your child's education. It's not just what you know, which you are supposed to transfer to your children, to give over to your children. It's what education means to you. Your children will look at you and not just get answers for questions to their homework, but they will look at you and ask, is Torah, is the learning of Torah, is doing mitzvahs, is it in fact important to you, the parent? And whether that will be true or not, is taking place, whether it is important to you or not, is taking place this year. It's not just about knowledge. It's not just about what you know, but what you are. So I happened to think about this the other day. I saw a picture of somebody who learned in the yeshiva the first year, 12 years ago. He had two children. And I said, and our shir was in that room, and I said, ah, that's what they looked like, the ones who I was teaching 12 years ago. And in Yerz Hashem, we'll all be healthy and well, and you'll send me pictures of your children. We're being educated today. Have a good day.